The state of the economy is softening. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The White House says the economy is softening, which makes it sound kind of cuddly. But no, softening is a bad thing. And as far as I can tell, what we'll be doing to toughen the economy back up is basically to print money and hand it to banks. This, you may note, is not exactly in keeping with the rugged individualism that dominates the radio talkosphere. The rugged individualists say you have to let the free market fix things. You deregulate banks, you lend money to people who don't have down payments, you have them sign loans that may actually get them deeper into debt with each payment, and it'll stimulate sales of everything from drywall to HDTVs, a trickle-down effect that helps everyone. Except the only thing trickling down just now is bankruptcy. The trouble for rugged individualists is that when a lot of people sign loans they can't pay for, it isn't just the little people that get hurt, it's the big banks. And when the big banks get hurt, they can no longer lend money to the rugged individualists, leaving them decidedly less rugged. And perhaps less likely to donate to political campaigns, which is why both parties are talking about bailouts. Some economists think that more regulation should go along with any bailout to stop these problems before they start. But if there's one thing a rugged individualist doesn't want, it's more regulation. Just because a rugged individualist gets a government bailout doesn't change the fact that he's rugged and wants nothing to do with government. Kind of like the way your kids behave when they ask for money. By the way, are there any rugged individualists out there who wish that their Social Security check was tied to the stock market? Just checking. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.